Berg.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
The Dana Show with Dana Loesch. Weekday afternoons 1 to 3 on WBNW, 1120 AM and 102.9 FM. The Money Matters Radio Network.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, welcome on another chilly morning, but it's great to have the privilege to be here. And we're going to open up with a lovely lady. Let me just tell you a little about her. She's written an autobiography, and she became the first woman in 400 years to be elected to the Council of the Royal College of Surgeons in Edinburgh. It's first of all, it's an outstanding accomplishment. Be an outstanding accomplishment today. So I first want to congratulate her, and her name is Caroline May Doig. The name of the book is Enorac, Enirac. It's published by Author House UK, and you can get it by going to Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and Author House. And good morning, welcome, and you may want to repronunciate, which I probably just butchered.
Good morning, Stu. Enirac.
Enirac, okay.
First name backwards.
Oh, wow. Isn't that interesting? Maybe that's why it's so tough to grasp. But welcome, and there's a subtitle to the book as well, and that's called The Hands of a Lady, correct?
That's right.
All right. Your story is just amazing by virtue of what you've accomplished. Tell us, give us an overview of the book and why you wrote it.
I wrote it because three of my friends had done autobiographies, all doctors like myself. Two of them actual surgeons, and one of them suggested I should because I made history, as what you've already mentioned, being 400 years before a woman was elected to the ruling body of the College of Surgeons in Edinburgh. So I decided to write my autobiography, and it tells about me being a child during the war. My father died during the war, so I was with a single parent, a mother who supported me all the way. And then wanting to do surgery at a time when women just really didn't do surgery, and people tried to dissuade me along the way. But eventually, I became a pediatric surgeon and consultant in Manchester in the north of England. And then really slipped into medical politics and the college thing. And it finishes up
Go ahead, continue, Caroline.
No, it continues with the amount of travel I did, the friends, how much my mother supported me, and finally my third life, which I'm in now, This month, I will be 80.
God bless you. And my guess is you're still active, right?
Moderately active. I, unfortunately, was not diagnosed as having a bent back, a scoliosis. And now I've got arthritis in that. And that's the only place I've got arthritis, but it does limit me.
What was it like growing up in a single-family home in wartime? We all get the shutters. What was it like for you?
It was, things were difficult. Everything was in short supply. But I knew not to ask for something unless I really, really wanted it. Mother gave a lot of love and a lot of support, both then and later on. And although she pretended she wasn't proud of me, I know she really was.
Was there a turning point in your life, that moment, that watershed moment, that you knew what you wanted to do, or was this a process that started almost from the beginning?
I think a process. When I was very, very little, I gave my dolls blood confusions instead of transfusions. And then my uncle, who was a doctor, gave me a pretend stethoscope. And so from really before I went to school, I knew I wanted to be a doctor. And once I was at university, surgery interested me because you could make a decision and then deal with the problem, and the patient usually got better.
But did you have resistance from the male-dominated society that made your job even more difficult? Were you resisted?
Oh, yes. I mean, people would say, you really don't want to do this. You're going to get married. And I said, do I have to? Which usually shut them up. but I was fairly determined. I used to be 6 foot, so I was a fairly impressive-looking woman, I think, when I walked into an interview. But I realized during my training, after I'd qualified, that general surgery was not going to be possible. It is now more possible. And I realized kids, pediatric surgery started really after the Second World War, and there were always women in it. And that has continued. And so that's why I slipped into pediatric surgery.
Oh, okay. I was just going to ask you why you chose pediatric surgery.
They're much better patients, anyway.
I'm sorry?
They're much better patients. They don't pretend.
Oh. Yeah, I guess you got a point there. Pediatric surgery and animals, dog veterinarians. What was your involvement with the Royal College of Surgeons at Edinburgh?
Well, because I was a Scottish graduate, I graduated from St Andrews University. Scotland obviously was very much my home country, even though I was working in England most of the time. And I became involved examining for the college, which a lot of consultant surgeons do. And then two of my mentors, who had trained me in various bits during along the way, suggested I should stand for council. I told them to be not to be stupid, but they kept on at me. So to shut them up, I stood, and I got elected.
Wow. Congratulations. You're one very brave lady, courageous to... I mean, I'm just thinking what it's like in today's environment. I have two daughters, and, I mean, they're both very successful, but they certainly battle the odds of discrimination on the way up and wouldn't take no. So I have great admiration for you.
Well, I think this is what you have to do as a woman. If you're determined, you just don't take no for an answer, and you continue. And you show them that you're determined.
Yeah, it's very heartening to me to hear about women like you. in what way did you get assistance from others to help you along the way? Because none of us can do it alone.
No, that is very true. Well, at that time, once you qualify, you do what is called house jobs. And one of the surgeons there wanted, when I said I wanted to do surgery, he helped and he arranged for certain people to speak to me and see me and help me. And then, as I say, he and a professor of pediatric surgery, now sadly dead, in Great Ormond Street, they both decided they wanted to help me, perhaps because I was such a determined woman. And so they, I wouldn't say eased my way, but they certainly helped along the way.
We've got about a minute left. I'd love to hear final comments from you without me initiating a question.
Well, I've enjoyed my life. I've had lots of children, not really, but all my patients became my children. Unfortunately, I never married, but I'm not sad. I'm content, and I'm thoroughly enjoying my third life of doing no medicine at all. And as I said to you earlier, apart from the fact that I'm moving house within the next 2 or 3 weeks, life is good.
Thank you. You've been a pleasure. And again, a heartwarming story. Caroline May Doig, Nina Lack. The book is published by Author House. Get a copy. It's
Thank
really
you.
Inspirational. Thank you. Stay well.
Bye.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off my pillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. Don't delay. Order now.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you're looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is Oliver North, host of War Stories on Fox News Channel and author of American Heroes in Special Operations. I just want you to know, Stu Taylor is a great American patriot. Don't miss his show.
On the bank of the river stood Running Bear, young Indian brave. On the other side of the river stood his lovely Indian maid. Little white dove was her name. Such a lovely sight to see. But their tribes fought with each other.
I mean, is this Muhammad Ali up against Joe Frazier? This is rapidly becoming one of the major stories ever. I'll tell you why. I'm talking about Comey versus Trump. The reason why is the outcome of this battle between the two represents more than something just between the two of them. It's going to mean whether a majority of people see Trump as unfit and a bully and unable to continue in the capacity he is, or it's going to mean, in a larger sense, the vindication of Donald Trump and his veracity and his ability to do things. Now, I don't think there's anybody who doesn't think that Donald Trump lies. I'm trying to look back and think, who hasn't lied in office? So it's a common trait. It should be listed as one of the qualifications when you run for president. Are you capable of lying well? If the answer is yes, you got an edge unless your name is Hillary Clinton. So Comey comes out with his new book, and it seems to me, even though I didn't read the book, I've seen enough interviews and enough experts, and I'm pretty good at spotting people who don't tell the truth. James Comey is a slime ball, as Trump calls him. He's a disgrace. And the question is now, should he be arrested? That's right, Comey, for abuse of power, perjury, making allegations that can't be backed up. In essence, is he guilty of obstruction of justice? It's never going to come to that. Not only will he be protected, but he'll be offered a very high-paying job by the far left. And this is how the United States works. Get yourself in the middle of a story. You can even commit murder and become a multimillionaire. Truth, justice, and the American way. Tell me where it is. In the morning of the Comey interview, guess what? Trump is still president. And if you watch the buildup to the former FBI director's new book and his primetime ABC interview, this may come as a little bit of a shock. I mean, you just listen to the revolting press and partisan hopes surrounding the publication of Comey's book, A Higher Loyalty, Truth, Lies, and Leadership. I see one thing in there that describes him, and that's lies. He's been caught red-handed so many times that you can't even defend from any position who he is or what he does. Because you know what the typical way people respond? Oh, yeah, I really shouldn't have done that, but you know what Trump did? This is not the end of Trump's presidency, nor is it the beginning of the end. He's not going to be dragged down by a piece of scum like James Comey, Robert Mueller, so many others in that administration are having affiliation with it that I don't want to go into the 31 names. I think I've covered about 31 names and what they've done. It's like a broken record. It seems like you have to do it every day, every day, every day. And you know what happens when you do it every day? You get the same response from the public. It's not a case of saying the same thing every day and people will begin to believe it. Just like the SS did, like Stalin did. It's a matter of saying the same thing every day and having the outcome be the same. Although if you're on that far left, all you have to do is make one or two statements every once in a while about the innocence and the patriotism of those on the far left, and bingo, they'll buy it. It's a little advice. I have to say that this took me a long time, a very long time, to take under my own wing. Stop banging your head against the wall. Now, I may do it in a sense coming on this radio show every day, but this is what I do. But I don't engage in these battles because all you have to do is ask one question. And you know what the typical answer is? Oh, yeah. What about Trump? Conversation's over. It's absolutely over. I guess you could look at history and easy to come up with this conclusion for some reason. Like growing up, you have to go through it. Trump haters counting on the former head of the FBI to have career-ending dirt, and Trump will be gravely disappointed. The only bit of information, and I haven't read the book, but from reports of how loyal Jim Comey is to Jim Comey. This isn't incredible news that should be worth 800,000 advance copies of his book to make this guy a rich guy. Oh, he's loving it going out there. Because you're going to get a lot of softballs from the press. Let's see him go to Fox. Let's see him go up against Sean Hannity. Let's see him go up against Tucker Carlson, or even better, Jeanine Pirro. Not going to happen. I think he'll be on Fox. But I think after a while, when you run up against a real smart interviewer, it becomes increasingly difficult to defend your case. Well, you certainly look stupid doing it. And right now I see a 10-round fight where Trump was not knocked down. All right, we're going to take a couple of minutes to pause and come back.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8900. 945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio. You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Lonnie Davis doing an interview with Stu Taylor about my book, Crisis Tales, Five Rules for Coping with Crises in Business, Politics, and Life. I'm enjoying this interview very much, especially because Stu Taylor, who may be wrong politically about almost everything, is a gentleman and knows how to civilly disagree with my very liberal perspective. Bum, 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 bum,
back in the jungle.
You know who made the better version of that? It was the Jayhawks. That was the there were two groups that made it. The other one was the Cadets. Listen to the Jayhawks and listen to the Cadets when you get here's your assignment, Matt, and let me know which one's better. To me, it's clearly the Jayhawks.
Jayhawks and the Cadets. Got it.
Yeah, I'm really making a great contribution to the show this morning.
Music is always a good contribution, Stu.
It's great. If I could sing, I wouldn't be doing this. But with this recent laryngitis, I can barely talk. So, still after Comey's book, believe it or not, oh my goodness, what a shock. There is no actual evidence of wrongdoing. I'm talking about last night's big ABC interview. Comey, again, refused. He refused to, trying to think, say this the right way. He refused to accuse Trump of obstruction. As a matter of fact, he almost exonerated Trump from obstruction. So I ask you, with all the naivety, stupidity, and ignorance of a young guy, I say, what the hell is this all about? What the hell is this all about? It's about a mass movement to get this hated president out of office in any way possible. That's what it comes down to. And why don't we have enough people out there who have the courage of their convictions to say it? I'll say it in front of anybody. Of course, I don't think that's going to mean much. Everything Comey has here is based upon jealousy and anger. It's petty. It's political. So what does he talk about? Now, I can be just an everyday guy who's as good as some psychologists out there. I don't put Comey high on that list. If you're going to have a case and you really want to hurt someone, stop making it personal. Unless it was a direct attack on you, stop making it vindictive. Make it evidentially oriented. Comey refused to do that. He's talking about Trump, his face. It appeared slightly orange with bright white half moons under his eyes where Comey assumed it was tanning goggles. It's the size of his hands. You remember that controversy with Marco Rubio? He extended a hand. I had a mental check. This is Comey talking. I had a mental check on its size. It was smaller than mine, but did not seem unusually so. And he called the president morally unfit. This was the sort of partisan comments found on cable news, the 24/7, the CNBCs, the CNNs, the MSNBCs. Personal attacks. And I haven't read the book, but I understand it's laced with personal attacks from an angry man who could not handle the dismissal of a job. He was performing poorly. So I think it's going to hurt him more than it's going to help him. It's going to be like the Michael Wolff book, Here and Gone. Of course, after Michael Wolff and now James Comey, you'll pocket seven figures. Nate Silver, another great writer and analyst, right, said it's not particularly honorable if you have information you believe is of immediate and vital national importance. So wait 11 months to release it until you can have a giant book launch and a publicity tour. Silver is no Trump fan. No Trump fan at all. He calls the book a higher royalty. Trump supporters are dismissing this book, and the FBI director, the fired FBI director, who's a disgrace, and his message is, before the book even hit, talk about being over-anxious. His constant comeback is, you know, this is Comey. I was operating in a world where Hillary Clinton was going to beat Donald Trump. This is what he told George, I worship you, Hillary Clinton, Stephanopoulos. And so I'm sure this was a factor. He also revealed that his wife and kids wanted Clinton to win. Why would you even put that in there? This is a man who I deem to be really not all that bright. It's like I talk about people who are in Washington and they learn the Washington speak. He learned the FBI speak, you see. But pull the curtains away. And it's like, you know, it's like a lot of movies we see. Over the Rainbow, the exposition of the fraud at the end. See, his explanation should be absolutely void of opinion and judgments beforehand. He's talking about he was operating in a world where Hillary was going to beat Trump. He said he was so sure that he had to come out and say something in advance. To many on the right, it sounded like a former Clinton staffer talking as a partisan Trump hater, and for obvious reasons. One GOP campaign operative said that Comey's book is a home run. That is for the Republicans. This guy hates Trump. And he ran the FBI. If they had anything on Trump, well, wouldn't he know it? Wouldn't he be forced to tell it by now? After a year and a half or even longer? He would have to. You know, it's hard to call a book that talks about allegations of Moscow prostitutes and bodily functions a home run. But the point is that another bullet has zipped by President Trump. The left keeps announcing Trump's doom, and yet he keeps showing up for work. It's interesting because a lot of people who talk about self-destruction talk about self-destruction on the side of Trump. There's a lot of self-destruction going on the part of Comey and Mueller and this whole gangs of thieves and liars who should be locked up literally with the keys thrown away. And the door hasn't yet been opened to Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. And if the midterm elections are lost and the Democrats take place, the door may never be opened. You know, we'll look back 20, 30 years from today and say that was an interesting time. This is the time.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high net worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon and Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio. Life stories of the Legal Exchange, Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, I'm Jim Cook, the brewer and founder of Sam Adams, and a friend of Stu Taylor. He's a great interviewer. He brings out the best in everybody that he talks to, and he helped me sell some books. Cheers.
Marathoners love this weather. I can't step out the door unless it's over 50. So that tells you how far down I've gone. However, let's go right now to our next guest. Her name is Domino. The book, I like to love the title, Jake the Private Dick. It's the thrilling mystery that combines murder and voodoo, and I'll let her tell the rest. The book is published by Fulton Books. You can go to Amazon.com, FultonBooks.com, BarnesandNoble.com. Domino, nice to have you on the show.
Nice to be here. Thank you so much for having me on. How are you?
I'm doing great, but I'm eager to hear about your book. I love the combination, and I love the setting in New Orleans. Why did you write this book? Have you had a history of writing?
No, I really don't. You know, the idea came when I was married about 15 years ago. The name Jake came up then. The idea of him being a private investigator came up maybe about 10 years later. Would you believe that?
Well, you know, I don't know if you recall, about a couple of years ago, my good friend Jackie Mason, I don't know if you know who he is, had a movie out, almost the same title.
Okay.
You familiar with Jackie Mason?
Yes, I am.
All right, check it out. Something like The Private Dick. But your book is what we're focused on today. What makes it just a little bit different? I happen to like the combination, and I love this setting. Having been to New Orleans and can feel, I can feel the stresses and, yes, and wonders of that city.
Isn't that great? I normally go at least twice a year just to go to the French Quarter and have fun. And this book is in the setting of the French Quarter, you know, where the infamous Hank Steele, the private investigator, and his sidekick Jake, Private Dick, you know. And they are going the streets of the French Quarter looking for a serial killer, you know. Everyone has an alter ego. Everyone has an alter ego, and this is what they're looking for. And he's walking the streets of New Orleans. Everyone's in a panic there.
Yeah, I can remember being in a panic when I used to go to New Orleans twice a year. Stayed at, you know, the Hotel Monteleone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I used to stay there and One time I went a different way and get off at the train, and I got off in one of those areas. And I said, uh-oh, I'm in the middle of nowhere, and this is a scary city. And there was a Holiday Inn across the street, and I, with my luggage, I ran, boarded up. And I said, what do I do now? Some lady taxi cab driver stopped by and says, what are you doing out here?
I know.
I'm still breathing a sigh of relief. She had a fare to get, but she took me to my hotel.
The city is so exciting. You know, it lures people in. The crime, punishment, the hidden things, hidden scenes, and the swamps. We cannot forget about the swamps. And we got Miss Rudolph in the swamps. See, this book is very exciting. It will open up all kind of mysteries for you, you know, the voodoo magic and what she can do. And it tells you where Jake came to be, how he came to be, you know. And I am so excited about it. I'm very excited about this book.
What was the impetus, the initiative, the catalyst for you to write this book?
First, I wanted it to be a comic book because my husband was an artist. And he could draw very well. I was the writer. He was the artist. And when I started writing scenes about the cartoon of Jake, the characters got so important to me and the stories got so real, then I started writing so much that I say, this is a book. And it just turned into a book. And the characters, they just came to me. The stories just came to me. And Jake, he's part of the family. He's family. When I talk about Jake now, I talk about family. Because when you read about him, you're going to love him, you know, and all the alter egos that come with it and the underground. Oh, it's wonderful. I just love it. I can't wait for my readers to read it.
What was the most difficult part of writing the book?
Getting the scenes that I wanted. Because my feedback was off of my husband, and he passed away a year ago. So it was hard for me to get the scenes that I wanted, and I really didn't put pen to paper and was really serious until about 2 years ago, and that's when I really got serious. I really got serious, and the stories start coming to me. The ideas start coming to me. I'd be up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, can't sleep, you know, because I had to write things down or I would forget it, you know.
Is this going to be a series?
Huh?
Will this be a book series?
Yes, it will. This is my first volume. My second volume is almost finished.
Congratulations. What's been the response to your first one?
I'm sorry?
What's the response been to this first book?
What's the response that I'm getting now?
Yeah, right.
Fabulous. I have people calling me and telling me, oh, I got your book. I read your book, you know. And when I got my copies, they were gone within a day. I had to borrow someone's copy just to talk to you, because I don't have any copies anymore, you know. So I'm getting feedback from everywhere, you know. I live in Houston, Texas, in Third Ward, in kind of like the hood of Third Ward.
So, stay out of the Ninth Ward.
Huh?
Stay out of
stay
the,
out
ninth,
of the
ninth,
ninth Ward.
Ward.
I know. I got that in my new, my next coming book.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Any final comment you'd like to make?
Huh?
Is there a final comment you'd like to make?
Yes. I want my readers to know who Domino is. I want them to know that I am a seasoned diva with attitude.
Well, we love the attitude here. Jake the Private Dick, Folk Books by Domino. Stay on the line, Domino, as we conclude. I want to thank everyone for listening. This is Stu Taylor.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio,